All right.
It is Monday, December 14th, 2020, and I am Anthony Ferraro.
I'm Kellyanne Wellborn.
And this is the Blind Busking Podcast, and we just hit 7,000 miles on the new car.
Yew!
In like a month.
So, basically that means that we did 7,000...
800
plus
miles.
Plus 800...
Which is 7,800.
Yeah. So.
So we out here. And we left Telluride, Colorado, like...
this morning, around...
around 10. 30-ish. Around 10:30. And it's like 4:30 now. 4:40. And...
we are an hour from Denver.
Going back to Denver.
You! Denver!
Halfway point.
Denver.
On the way back.
Yeah, almost there.
What's up? Yo, Denver. Oh, we gotta get ready for Denver.
So we are on Colorado State Route 280.
285!
If you've never driven from Denver to Telluride, I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful drive. If you can take the southern route.
It's gorgeous.
It was a bit snowy today. We went over 3 mountain passes and every single one of them was snowing.
Covered in snow,
so we had to take it slow and steady.
Slow through the snow.
But it was awesome.
But we had an awesome time in Telluride.
Yes, we did.
We were there for 2 nights.
Which was really nice because we'd been going, like, that was the longest we'd stayed anywhere since California. So.
The first night we got there, like, late, like 11. And then...
I don't think it was that late.
It was. It was like 10:30.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
it was a long day.
And then we slept in, and went and trekked around Telluride. Went to the Butcher and the Baker, I think it was called.
Yeah. This is a bakery, kind of like European French style. Like, they have all croissants. Pastries they have made for the day out, and then you can order, like, sandwiches or whatever, and... I found the first time I ever went to Telluride, that was my spot. And so every time I visit, that's like pretty much where I go every day because there's not many other options in town.
It's the spot.
And so we had brunch there.
And then we were just kind of cruising around Telluride, like walking around town.
And I made Anthony set up the tripod and take a picture in the middle of the road where Trey and Paige were carrying the keyboard, like... on the Colorado 88 tour. Fish. Shout out to all my fish heads out there.
You.
Retired. Personally. But. Still got love for the band. And I was like. I was explaining to Anthony. How I had that poster hanging up in my. Like dorm. All through college and everything. And it just like.
So we did the so picture. Nostalgic. It took like 4 tries. Because cars kept going by. Maybe then, even 5 tries.
And then we were walking back to. Our house. But it was only like. 1 and we were like, what do we do? Like,
I know, and I was like, I really wanted to go snowboarding, but we didn't have any gear, and we were in like a perfect town where it's mountain town and everything's covered in snow, and I was like, we're going sledding, and Kelly like did not want to go sledding at all. Like,
I was,
she was
like,
so
nah,
against it.
We definitely not going sledding. We're gonna get soaking wet.
We don't have any snow gear.
We don't have any snow gear, and it's just gonna be like super miserable. And Anthony just like kind of. Puts his head down, does his little, like, I call it your little pouty face, because I swear you're going to get whatever you want after you pull that. It's like, I know he wants to do it
I
so bad.
I just knew how fun it would be.
And so, we're just gonna I walk into this out, we walk, like, not even a block further, and I'm like, all right, fine, let me, and I open this store, it says, like, mountain gear, and I ask them, where's the closest place I could buy a sled?
It was Ace Hardware. So we went to Ace Hardware. We got the sickest sled.
We got a 2-person sled called
the Speed Racer.
Speed Racer. And we went and we started walking to Town Park or City Park or whatever it's called, Town Park. And they have this hill in the back,
it's
called Firecracker Mountain.
Designated for...
specifically for sledding.
It was huge hill. Like, I've never been on a hill this steep for sledding.
We were out of breath when we were trying to... when we, like, tried to walk to the top the first time. It was so funny. We were, like, at the top and we were like... it was so funny.
And then we got on the sled. Kelly was in the front. I got on the back. and we went.
And we had, like, none of our GoPro gear, like,
with
all
us.
Of the stuff that we have prepared for action sports, like, none of it with us. So I just have this thing, and I'm, like, trying to hold it in my hand while we're going on the sled. And then you could see us, like, screaming in this video. It's so funny.
The snow's, like, blasting our faces.
And then all of a sudden we just fly
out of the sled. Well, the first time we, like, fell, and then, like, we were still going down the hill. So I, like, pushed
mountain.
Us back onto the sled while we were still going, and we kept going. But then the second time, we went so fast that
really
literally we went so fast down the hill that we flew out of the sled and probably flew like 20 feet, like still going.
And then I think we went one more time and I was done.
And then I kept going by myself and I ate it so bad.
It was
like
covered in snow. I had no goggles or anything for my face, so every time we would be going down so fast, the snow would just be whipping my cheeks and in my eyes, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
It was so fun.
It was also fun. Because then we were walking, we just left our sled there, like, yeah, cleaning up for whoever wants it next to use it. I think there was a little crack in the front anyway. We put some serious work into that.
We went hard on that sled.
Yeah, it was funny because Anthony didn't even have any gloves on and some lady offered
him. Some lady looked at me and was like freezing looking at me. And she was like, can I please give you my gloves to wear? And I was like, no, I'm fine. And it was just so funny because I was like, probably looked so homeless or something.
But that was funny. And so then we went back and we like stripped off all of our wet clothes and tried to get warm and hung everything up so that it would dry. And then I was, like, thinking that it was later than it was, and I'm like, we gotta go. I also, like, looked at the weather and realized it was gonna be snowing starting, like, at midnight, and then it was gonna snow all night and the next day, and I'm like, well, if we want to do a live stream in here, you're gonna have to do it basically now. And so we went out to the car to basically drive somewhere and realized that you had a pretty good view, like, all around you from our parking lot, so we just set up right there with our new car and in the background, finally giving some love to the
Subi
car that's been doing everything for us. I also found out that it has this self-steering mode when it's in cruise control.
It
I didn't find out till it was,
lines.
Like, 6,000 miles in to our road trip, but it's, like, basically self-driving on the highway. It's so awesome. Definitely need that. Anyway.
So we did the live stream, and then we were, like, trying to figure out
our
what to do for dinner.
Our hands were both frozen.
Yeah, they were literally frozen. It was so cold, and it was 9,000 feet elevation. It was brutal, but we had to do it because Telluride's such a cool place. It's, like, beautiful.
It was on our tour map.
And it was on the tour map, and we had to do it. I did it.
You did it.
And thank you all for following and Venmoing and just showing the love.
We're
over a month in on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
Almost done.
It's Monday right now, and I think we'll be home next Monday.
Yep.
So we're on the last week of our journey. Very important to keep our minds sharp at this point and
stay present.
Stay present, stay focused on the end goal, which is getting all of our stuff and us home
safely.
So, for dinner, there's this little spot that I, like, love. The chef and owner was on Top Chef, and it's super fancy, and just, like, I love going there. It's in a little cottage, and they had outside dining with, like, heat lamps and stuff, which, even though it was, like, 13 degrees, it definitely didn't...
It was freezing.
So, I convinced Anthony to go there, even though he definitely didn't want to go there. And he was being a good sport. And I didn't really process that he wanted to go to organic Mexican food. So I was like, I thought we were going here anyway. So we were here, freezing to death outside. And then we, like, after we ate our appetizers, we're like, let's just get everything else to go.
Our trace to go.
And, like, this place is, like, really nice. One of the nicest places we've eaten at our old trip. And we're just like packing it to go, and we ordered a dessert to go too.
Yeah.
And then two huge bottles of, like, their water that they have there.
Aquapana.
And we were just like, peace. We left, went back to the Airbnb.
Put on a movie
and just chilled. Like, I don't even know what movie we watched.
We watched Pineapple Express.
Yep, probably that's why I forgot.
It was so, really funny.
Yeah, it was really funny. And, yeah, we just chilled, ate our entrees, and that was, like, so much more enjoyable than waiting in the freezing cold. I kept getting in and out of altitude sickness while we were there because we made it so quickly from the coast to the mountains this time compared to last time. And it was just, I don't know. Sorry, I'm thrown off a little because it started snowing.
And then I watched The Wedding Planner while Kelly was asleep, and no comment on that movie.
It's from 2001.
It's very anticlimactic.
Yeah, anyway.
Just saying.
Anyway, we're in another
snowstorm. But I still love Matthew McConaughey, my boy. Shout out, JKL.
We're in another snowstorm right now.
We in a snowstorm. We in it.
It's funny how it could just be, like, sunny.
How far are we?
1 hour and 1 minute.
We 101 from Denver.
52 miles, to be exact. But I have to go slow because safety first. Whatever. Dudes. I wish I was one of those reckless drivers. Even
that's what you got me for. I'm the reckless driver.
Yeah, yeah. When I used to live in Colorado, people would go, like, faster than the speed limit in conditions like this. And I'm like, how? Do you not think we're going to die? But I'm still here.
In it.
I'm still here, and I'm keeping us much safer than people have kept me in the past. So.
Yeah. The car's doing a good job. Good job, new Bessie.
Yeah, Bessie.
Boop, boop.
And shout out to my succulents from Blind Beach that are still alive.
Still alive!
I keep them in the front dashboard.
In the front.
So it looks all pretty and planty, and trying to get a homey vibe on the road here.
Homey roady vibe.
Derek, I'm excited to be home, though.
Me too.
So, hope to send some postcards. Miss my bed. Hope to get some gifts, but probably won't end up finding anything, but who knows.
Love you all. Miss you all.
Yeah, just want to be home. So, but I don't want to be home enough that I don't want to rush these last week. Because we got two cities we've never been to before. And I got my, like, best friend in Denver that we're about to see. We got puppies, three chihuahuas,
and a bulldog.
English bulldog puppy.
Oh,
so we're
going
to be staying with four dogs. And then I get to see my sister, and we're going to celebrate Christmas
Carly!
Together. My other sister. So, this has been the trip of sisters.
And cousins.
Yeah. And cousin.
Hugh!
For me, the only family I've gotten to see on this trip is my sisters, so I'm happy.
You
I love it. I love it.
And I love it.
And I love it.
Okay, so
we're still an hour away.
Yeah, we're an hour away.
How is that?
We're in Denver.
Means because I'm driving so slow that we're not taking any time off the ETA.
Yeah, she's not really going
59 minutes
at all,
now.
People. She's not.
I'm
moving.
Going 46 miles an hour in a 55.
Yeah,
so
what does that say? You might get pulled over for going too slow. That happens.
Not in
it
the
does.
Snowstorm.
No, it does.
And also another update. We put windshield fluid in California. I forgot to
Wrong
drain
move.
It. Forgot to drain it before we got here.
It's got, like, Cali vibes, so it's, like, kind of
like,
chill.
If it's, like, colder than 32 degrees, then it's just
frozen, man.
It's just too chill. Too chill for chill. So all my fluid's frozen, and every time it gets too bad, I have to stop and
help me
put water on the windshield. It's so ghetto. But this is happening.
She
to me.
Thought you could pour water on the windshield through the sunroof while going 30 miles an hour, and the water, like, sprayed back in.
Yeah, well, yeah, so you actually have to come to a full stop. But
note
to self, you should really just remember to drain
your
fluids and put in that freeze stuff before you get to Freezeland. So
Freezelandia.
For the last however many days, all of our windshield fluid just...
So that's where we are at.
And our trunk.
Oh, this morning when before we left, Kelly was impatient, and we have an automatic trunk, so she went to open it and then tried to wrench it open, like manual style, and screwed up the the automatic thing, and then it wasn't working for like 10 minutes, and we didn't know what to do.
I think it was longer than
10 Yeah, it was probably like 25. And then I did the old 1-2 skidoo, gave it a couple button pushes, held it down a couple times, and then hit it, and we were good. So you just gotta have faith, you say a prayer to God.
At that point, I was literally reading through the manuals, like every owner's manual that we had in the car, trying to figure out what to do to reset it somehow.
And then?
And then it was working, so.
Green light.
Green light.
Green light.
But that was scary. And then they called the Subaru Roadside Assistance.
And they were not helpful.
They were like,
we could tow it.
We could tow it to a garage and tell you why it's not closing. I'm like, can't you just tell me high level, like, oh, it'll start over in a minute, or just like relax instead of just like, you can't tow me. I'm in the middle of nowhere. Anyway.
Seriously, yo.
I'm glad that worked, because like my idea was just to drive with it not closed all the way, and I don't think gravity would have been on our side with all the summits that we made up today.
Yeah, anyway. So, I am Anthony Ferraro.
I'm Kellyanne Walborn, and we went to South Park.
Oh, we went to South Park, Colorado, where they filmed South Park.
It's technically called not filmed Fair Play,
it, but they based it
the
off.
Name of the
it's
town.
Where the guys are from, and it's where they based the whole show off of. And we saw Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh. We saw the famous library, the school.
It's an 1880s the hotel. Town, so they literally looks like old saloons.
It's
and like
so cool.
From cowboy land. And then everything's modern now, so it's cool. And I never realized that the one road was actually the main
strip.
Strip. I always thought main
the
strip.
The Hand Hotel.
And so it was cool. I liked that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we took a picture.
Da da do da do 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 da da do boop boop da da do do do. This podcast was sponsored by the windshield wiper that does not freeze the fluid. The windshield wiper fluid that does not freeze.
Yes.
Thank you.
Below 50, negative 50 degrees, up to negative 50 degrees Fahrenheit, it will conquer your ice and will never freeze, and you will never pour water through the sunroof again.
So, just so you know, you owe us money for this ad. We'll take check or cash.
Yeah, whatever company you are, that was an ad for you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Everyone have a blessed day.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. This has been the Blind Busking Podcast.
We're in Denver.
We in Denver.
Almost.
Almost.
55 minutes.
All right, y'all. One love.
Two loves.
Be good.
Be bad.
Nah, be good. Be good to each other. Be kind.
Thanks for tuning in.
Keep your eyes open wide.